Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We grow up, it's very like nomadic, and especially with my performance work, my home is where my music is, you know, my heart is where my music and the stage is where I am.
Bata pa lang Australian-Filipino artist na si Sean Miley Moore, nakitaan na ito ng pagkahilig sa musika ng kanyang mga mahal sa buhay, lalo na ng kanyang ina. Ipinanganak ito sa Indonesia pero taong 2003 lang nang mag-migrate sa Australia. Nang ibang bansa man ito sa UK ng ilang taon, di pa din makakalimutan ni Sean na parte ng paghubog ng kanyang talento at kumpiyansa sa sarili silang mga magulang niya at mga tinatawag nitong Filipino titas. Aminado din ito, namimiss niya ang pagkaing Pinoy.
Coming back home is I get to like reconnect with my mom again and also reconnect with all my Filipino crazy titas, you know, because growing up it was these parties I used to go to and these fabulous, free, fierce women on the karaoke mic, you know, causing loud ruckus and wearing their fabulous clothes. And, you know, this is where I get my energy from, is from these women. So, you know, being back in this time, I've got to, I guess, reconnect with my family and being here and, you know, having, what did we have for breakfast the other day? The yummy pork?
Pork tocino.
Longganisa with rice.
He and loves it. Sean is more Filipino because he loves his rice. Don't we all?
Yeah, so, and then, you know, learning how to make my favorite tinola ginger soup again. So yeah. I guess it's you know, reconnecting with this part, which, you know, because I've been all over, but it's good to come back to your roots.
Ayon sa ina nitong si Mimi, simulat sa pool, alam na nitong may talento ito sa pagkanta at sa tulong din ng mga Filipino.
When he was growing up, he's always loved because he's surrounded by Filipino most of the time. So he loves the karaoke atmosphere. Tita singing. So he's always hymning, you know, like he's always singing. And I guess because he is obviously Filipino blood too, I think, of course, in his blood that he loves to sing. And when he started his schooling, he's always been involved in many school singing theater or play.
At noon pa man, alam na nila na iba ang kanilang anak na si Sean at buong puso na nitong tanggap ang tunay na pagkatao.
As a mom, I knew Sean is special even when he was a little boy. You know, there's obviously a lot of signs that I know that he's going to be budding. But, but as he said, his journey through coming out is not difficult. Because he felt that he has all the support of all the titas, you know, and of course me and my husband and my daughter. I just waited for him basically to tell us when he's ready. I know he will come out soon. She told my daughter, and my daughter said, "Oh, mom, I think Sean is ready." So we just went out for a drink. And he just kind of casually told us, "Hey, mom,
lots of drinks.
I feel that I'm giving him the chance to really find himself. I don't want to interrogate him. Are you gay? You know, and it's not very nice. I'm sure he is also confused. And so basically, I waited for him, and by him telling us, it shows that he is ready to accept who he is. And to show that, you know, love for him and support him, that gives him the positiveness of being not embarrassed and, you know, gives him more confident."
Dagdag ni Sean, laking tulong din daw ang pagpasok sa teatro para matanggap nito ang tunay nitong pagkatao.
But it was also the, you know, me being at theater school there, you know, as I say, like, it's the power of the theater and like those characters and also my community there and being on stage with all the costumes and the glitter, which really allowed me to to be comfortable, you know. And I guess all of these moments and going to UK and now coming back here, it's good to come back here proud and like not afraid anymore, because, you know, it's just going and being comfortable and not afraid to be yourself. And it's like full circle, you know, normalize sexuality of everyone being who they are, you know, like, that's why I don't really like labels. Like, you can call me he, you can call me she, you can call me they, like, as long as you call me up. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to just create a space where you can be you, you know what I mean? And I guess just normalizing, you know, how you want to live your life to your best, you know, and not making a sort of big deal about it. But I guess in the times we live in now, representation is much more bigger than what I had to grow up, you know, because, you know, queerness and the gay flag and is much more prominent within media. But, you know, that's why I do what I do, is to keep, you know, representing my queer family and my Pinoy family as well, because we need more of representation.
Isa sa pambihirang gustong gawin ni Sean ang makapagbigay saya sa mga Pilipino.
He always loved to perform in front of the Filipino community, and he did. Then he enjoys it.
Pangarap din itong makasama ang iba pang sikat na Filipino artist sa kanyang musika.
Sing and create the show of my dreams. That's what I hope to do. Hopefully come back to the Philippines and represent and do my thing and be fabulous. But yeah, I hope to work with some Filipino producers to make that happen. So if anyone is listening that wants to create the album and create some music and create some magic, you know, would be amazing. I mean, if Vice Ganda's listening, why not? Let's make a duet, baby.
Pinapasalamatan naman ito ang kanyang pamilya at hangad dito na sana'y ganun din ang makukuhang suporta ng ibang katulad niyang espesyal ang personalidad para maipakita nila ang tunay nilang pagkatao. At ang kanyang pamilya, walang humpay din ang kanilang suporta sa pangarap ng batang artist.
Sean, I feel he has reached success. But I know he has more is more ambition to have another goal of his life. So all I wish for him is to be not afraid of who he is, and also to best of everything, really. Whatever his goal in life, always believe in God, because, you know, I am kind of religious myself, so always feel that this God would always bless him for what he does, and be kind to people, and believe in himself, and say what he feels, and and don't be afraid.
Mensahe naman ni Sean sa lahat tungkol sa kahalagahan na maging tulad niyang may espesyal na pagkatao.
It comes down to your authenticity. You know, I don't stand here to be like, I want to be different. I want to be unique. I want to wear all this to be seen and heard. It comes down to your authenticity and what makes you happy. Mm. It's your happiness. And me doing all these things is really the things that make me feel alive and make me feel happy. And it really comes down to what makes you happy and why you get up every day and what makes you feel really great about yourself. And that's what matters, you know? And if you resonate that happiness, that positivity will come to you, you know? And that's what it's all about.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Look, whatever happens, like, this performance I've already won. I don't see it as a competition. What I'm going to give there is all of me. So it's so amazing to have Pinoy pride up there. So it's great for representation and, you know, gives the Filipino vocals and beauty the stage that we deserve.
Hindi maikukubli ni Sean Miley Moore ang manabik na isa siya sa tatlong magwawagayway ng bandila ng Pilipinas sa entablado sa prestigyosong singing competition na Eurovision Australia Decides na gaganapin sa Gold Coast nitong Pebrero. Anito ang makasama lang sa kompetisyon at maipakita ang kanyang galing sa larangan ng pagkanta ay panalo na sa kanya. Dahil gusto lang nitong maibahagi ang kanyang sarili at makapagbigay ng saya at inspirasyon sa iba. Isang malaking karangalan din na makasama ang dalawang Filipino artist na sila Sheldon Riley at Erica Padilla.
You know, either if I go through, if I don't, it's amazing that we're all up there. So I'm rooting for them as well. It's very exciting and it's pretty iconic. It's really great. So whatever may happen, you know, either one of us should go to Italy.
Isa din sa ipinagmamalaki ni Sean sa kompetisyon ay ang kanyang bagong single na My Body, kung saan masisilayan sa kanyang performance.
You know, the song is the ultimate pride stance. Well, this is a really beautiful moment because it was written by No Frills Twins and produced by Sean Carey. And Sean Carey's wife is Filipino as well. So, you know, it's really like an Australian collaboration. And that's what Eurovision is all about, is your Australian pride. Well, My Body, you know, in the times that we live in, it's all about being yourself, letting your self-expression fly and letting your pride in your beautiful body just fly and resonate. And that's what it's all about. You know, you can see in the pictures behind me, I want to include everybody because everybody is welcome in my world where you can feel free and fabulous and fierce. And that's what it's all about. It's all about community and love and sticking together, especially in the times we are. So,
ayon kay Moore, dadalhin niya ang buong pagkatao sa kanyang performance, kaya pinaghandaan niya ito ng todo.
I'm literally using my body. I'm running over the bridge. I'm doing swims. I'm singing as I run, you know, keeping fit. My moment's gonna be really, you know, high intensity, high fun, and full expression of my body on that stage. Body, mind, and soul, baby. So, working hard and just keeping calm and collected. So,
dagdag nito, kaabang-abang din ang kanyang performance dahil taglay ng Eurovision ang pagbibigay halaga sa mga tulad niyang iba at handa umano itong patunayan.
I think this moment, I've been in many competitions, you know, but I think this moment really celebrates difference, celebrates diversity, celebrates queerness. This stage is for that underdog. And, you know, I was like, why didn't I go for this competition earlier? Like Sean Miley Moore Eurovision is like a match made in heaven. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Vegemite on toast or, you know, Sophie Monk with a Botox. It's a match made in heaven. So I'm excited to give all the passion and drama. And Eurovision is the stage that celebrates, you know, bodies like me. So I'm excited to represent and meet the wild, crazy people of the world. Crazy bodies of the world, let me say.
Isang dekada na ding namuhay sa mata ng publiko si Moore. Kaya sabi nito, masaya siya sa suporta ng lahat at natutunan na din niyang mahanap ang kapayapaan sa industriya na kanya na ngayong niyayakap.
She's been in this industry for, you know, 10 years, honey. It's just something that I don't really monitor anymore. But I find places of calm, you know, down at the beaches with my titas, or, you know, moments where I can just go snorkeling or, you know, play some tennis, you know, so I find moments of peace, but I'm an open book. Be like, this is me, this is where I am. And if it can inspire anyone to just go for it, why not? I've done my job. So that's why I don't see it as a competition. I see it, I'm already a winner, so I'm excited.
Ipinagmamalaki din ito na may magandang idinulot ang mga pagkakataong nadapa ito sa karera, gaya ng hindi pagkapanalo sa UK X Factor at sa The Voice Australia. Ito din ang hatid na payo para sa lahat ng mga may pinagdadaanan.
I think that you can hear it in the songs that I sang. You know, The Show Must Go On, Freddie Mercury. You know, whatever may happen in life, the knockbacks, baby, pick yourself up, put on that high heel because the show must go on. You know, and then coming back full circle and singing The Prayer, Andrea Bocelli, was almost a love letter to my country and to my family because it's all about community and love and inspiration. So I'm so happy to have the support from my family and friends. And, you know, this is a ride to win or whatever the competitions, but I don't see it as that. I've already won. And what I'm going to present is going to be, you know, gay rights, fabulous rights. Everybody is welcome. And whatever the turnout may be, I continue to be me, and I've already got the gold. So, you know, the knockbacks, maybe I didn't get through the next round. It doesn't really matter. I would love to represent and go through the Turin, but that's out of my hands. But all I know is I'm going to give body, bravery, and beauty, babe.
May 11 kalahok sa kompetisyon at ang kampiyon ay magre-representa ng Australia para sa Eurovision 2022 sa Turin, Italy. Ang final performance at pagpili ng kampiyon ng Eurovision Australia Decides ay masisilayan live sa darating na Sabado, ika-26 ng Pebrero 2022, exclusive sa SBS at SBS On Demand.
Yes! Oh my God, well, all the fillers need to come up, support Sheldon, myself, and Erica. And it's going to be a moment for the fillo community up there, which is really fabulous. And also a moment for, you know, Australia to give this moment to queerness, brownness, and, you know, for the Filipino girls, why not? Because, baby, the Filipinos will vote. It's going to be a great moment for me and for all of us. And as I say, everybody is welcome. So more the merrier, and, you know, whoever gets to represent will represent, but I know I represent myself, Australia, and all the time. Yeah. Even if it's on the Eurovision stage, even if it's not on the Eurovision stage, I represent all of that all the time, every day. Come ride the rainbow wave with me up to Gold Coast and vote for me. Vote the year. Show Miley Moore, baby, you know? Body is not a project. No
track could ever be this perfect. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.